लितं रेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यं नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे।
टुडे इज अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ अद्वैताचार्य जी। वी हैव सिलेक्टेड वन वर्स फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत। सर्टेनली इट इज नाउ चैप्टर 17, छह चैप्टर का है। अच्छा ऊपर से भी दिस वर्स फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत इन सिक्स आदि लीला सिक्स चैप्टर्स ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी हैज डिस्क्राइब द ग्लोरीज ऑफ श्री अद्वैताचार्य चैतन्य चरितामृत डिस्क्रिप्शन इज देयर। सो वी हैव सिलेक्टेड वन वर्स रिपीटेशन फॉर दिस वर्स। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। अद्वैतम हरिना द्वैताद् आचार्यं भक्ति संसनाद् भक्तावतारं ईशं तं अद्वैताचार्यमाश्रये अद्वैतं हरिना द्वैतात् आचार्यं भक्ति संसनात् भक्तावतारमीशं तं अद्वैताचार्यमाश्रये अद्वैतं हरिनाद्वैतात् आचार्यं भक्तिसंसनात् भक्तावतारमीशं तं अद्वैताचार्यमाश्रये अद्वैतं हरिनाद्वैतात् आचार्यं भक्तिसंसनात् भक्तावतारमीशं तं अद्वैताचार्यमाश्रये
माताजी,
अद्वैता नोन एज अद्वैत हरिना विथ लॉर्ड हरि अद्वैता फ्रॉम बीइंग नॉन डिफरेंट आचार्य नोन एज आचार्य भक्ति संसनात फ्रॉम द प्रोपगेशन ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस टू श्री कृष्ण भक्तावतारम द इनकार्नेशन एज ए डिवोटी ईसाम द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड तम टू हिम अद्वैत आचार्य टू अद्वैताचार्य सॉरी टू अद्वैत आचार्य आश्रय आई सरेंडर ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद बिकॉज ही इज नॉन डिफरेंट फ्रॉम हरि द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ही इज कॉल्ड अद्वैत एंड बिकॉज ही प्रोपोगेट्स The cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Today is appearance day of Advaita Acharya. One of the most confidential associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaitacharya appeared in 1434 in a village called Novgram in Silhet district, now in Bangladesh. This village, Novgram, is situated. In that village, that area, Advaitacharya appeared. father name was Kuber. Father of Advaita Acharya name was Kuber, and mother was Nabha Devi. So there he appeared. He was given the name during the birth, Kamlaksh Bhattacharya. This was full name. Advaita Acharya, later he was known as Advaita Acharya, otherwise in beginning he was known as, his name was Kamlaksh Bhattacharya, or some people call Kamalakant as well. And there was another name also, Mangal. People were thinking that all auspiciousness manifested during his birth. So this name was also given to Kamlaksh Bhattacharya or Mangal. The boy was, baby was so beautiful. When Acharya, Advaita Acharya appeared, people have not seen such a beautiful baby yet. So as soon as the people of the villager, they came to see the boy, the baby, so due to his beauty, such a beautiful baby, especially his eyes, eyes were resembling like lotus petal. So this name was given, Kamlaksh. So, and also we know that before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, almost little more than 50 years before, when Advaita Acharya was 52 years old, that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. It means he was older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 52 years. And later on, for his description, he has Kamlaksh or Advaita Acharya married two women. One wife was Sita, very celebrated, we know her name, and another wife was also, her name was Sri Devi. And Advaita Acharya begot six sons, five in the womb of Sita, from the womb of Sita Devi, and one son from the womb of Sri Devi. All together, Advaita Acharya has six sons. Six sons. And also here, since we are giving description, his spiritual master Guru was Madhurendra Puri himself, and he is very celebrated, famous God brother Ishwar Puri, who became the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving him due respect as spiritual master. He was brother of his spiritual master, God brother of his spiritual master, brother of God brother of Ishwar Puri, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwar Puri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving him respect as his guru himself. So Navagram was the birthplace of, is the birthplace of Advaita Acharya. However, he spent his most of adult life in Shantipur. We know, usually we think that Shantipur is the village of Advaita Acharya. So most of time he lived there. However, he has one house in Mayapur as well. When you must have seen that place, when you visit the area of Srivas Angan, the same compound, there is another two separate villages, two separate houses. One is Advaita Bhavan and Gadadhar Bhavan. It is very close to Srivas Angad. So, he took birth in Navagram, but most of time he spent Shantipur. However, very frequently, time to time, he was visiting Mayapur as well. About Advaitacharya, we know that he was the incarnation of Mahavishnu. Incarnation, Mahavishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Advaitacharya was incarnation. And same time we got information that he was also the incarnation of Sada Shiv. So in this way, he was combined incarnation of Mahavishnu as well as Sadashiv. This Sadashiv is the Vishnu Tat reside in Vaikunth, spiritual planet, Vaikunth planet. And this Sadashiv, it is now Shiva, name is very similar. Rather, the Sadashiv is the origin of Shiva. So one sense we know he was the combined incarnation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiv. About his identity, we know that he is the Vishnu Tattva, incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, incarnation of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is a personality, Lord, who is responsible for creating this manifested universe, material world. It is created both efficient cause as well as material cause of the cosmic manifestation is Mahavishnu. And Advaitacharya is identical, non-different from Mahavishnu. Verse 1 structure once in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahavishnu jagat karta mayar yah sirchadyata tasya avatara evayam advaitacharyam ishwar. Lord Advaitacharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the action of maya. Mahavishnu, he is responsible for creating this cosmic manifestation. For the material world, we see that it creation directly or indirectly, it is created by Mahavishnu. So, Advaitacharya, incarnation of Mahavishnu, the Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ji ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. Advaitacharya, since he is non-identical to Mahavishnu, or non-different from the Mahavishnu Hari, that is reason why he is also in one sense creator of this universe. And then Advaitam Harina Dvaitam Advaita. Kamalaksh or Mangal or Kamalakan, why he is called Advaitachar? Advaitam Harinat Advaitat. Because he is identical, non-different from the Hari, that is reason why he is called Advait. Advait means he is identical to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord. That is reason why his name is given Advait. And Achar, this verse talks about Bhakti Samsanat. Because he preached the cult of devotional service, pure devotional service, that is reason why he is called Achar, ideal teacher, Achar. Advaitam Harina Advaitat. He is identical, non-different to Hari, from the Hari, that region he is Advait. And Acharya, because he propagates, spread the pure devotional service, that region why he is called Acharya. Bhaktavatara mission, though he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna appeared as Advaitacharya. However, he himself identifies himself. Advaitacharya never considers himself that he is Lord himself. Rather, Bhaktavataram. He, Advaitacharya, he identifies himself as a Bhakta, Bhaktavatar. Tam Advaitacharyam Asraya. Therefore, I take shelter of him. So, in brief, this is the description about Advaitacharya. We know in the Leela, when Advaitacharya displays Leela, one point Advaitacharya could realize, he understand, first of all he saw, seeing the condition of material world, everyone with the pursuit of materialistic goal, everyone interested in that time when Advaitacharya took birth, appeared. People in general, they were interested in materialistic pursuit. Always they are running after material life. So then seeing the condition of a living entity, because their pursuit, their goal, are always to cultivate sense gratification, they are after sense gratification, and Advaitacharya could understand that if they don't understand the ultimate goal of life, simply they are trying to gain material comfort, so certainly their life would be hellish. One point they will be unhappy condition, distasteful. So he wanted to, he developed desire to help them spiritually. For that reason, he wanted to help people. He wanted that people should cultivate Krishna consciousness, and he tried his level best to preach Krishna consciousness. But one point Advaitacharya realized that no, it is not possible on my own. He thought that if Krishna personally appears and he propagates the cult of devotion, devotional service, if he preach Krishna consciousness, then people will be attracted for Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, no. It is not possible for me personally. I can't help them. For that reason, Advaitacharya invited, first he thought and he started prayer, he started to worship Saligram Shila. Saligram Shila, Lord in the form of a stone, Shila. It is Krishna himself, Supreme Personality of God. So he manifests himself as a stone, Shila, and that particular Shila, Vishnu Shila, or Saligram Shila, it is found in Muktinath, in Gandaki River, in certain area. If go there, if want to find the Lord in the form of Shila, so if suppose to hold Tulsi leaf, and you have to dive within the water and will search. If the Tulsi leaf is there, Tulsi Patra within your hand, and you are searching, then if you are fortunate enough, you can get Lord in the form of a stone. Saligram Shila. That's a genuine, authentic way to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he started to worship Saligram Shila. Worshipping Saligram Shila with the help of Tulsi leaf, Tulsi Patra, and Ganga water. Many places, many people pronounce. There's some funny pronounces from Ganga, Gangiji. Actually, word is Ganga Ji. So since British people couldn't say Ganga Ji, so they started Gangiji. A spelling also some different, Gangiji. They say here, descends of river Gangiji. Gangiji nahi ho. Hadi Ganga Ji. So one, a lord in the form of a stone. It is identical to Lord. And Ganga water, it is Lord himself in form of a liquid form. One is solid form, that is also Lord. When Lords become in liquid form, that is Ganga water. It is transcendental water. And Tulsi ji is very dear to Krishna. So Advaitacharya started to worship Saligram Sila. And he was, what we are offering on Saligram Sila, Tulsi leaf and Ganga water. So his prayer was so intense. He was calling out, inviting, Lord, please descend, please come in this material world and help people in general. His prayer was so intense, so seriously he was praying, and eventually his prayers were answered, heard. That is the reason why Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita described the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, why Krishna came again. 5,000 years ago he was present on earthly planet. What was the reason that again Krishna came, little more than 500 years again before here? So different region, there are some external region why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and there are many internal region why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, confidential region why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In there Krishna Das Kaviraj, one region, very plain, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here, because he was invited, he heard that. In order to respond, in order to answer the prayer of Advaitacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So it is the effort of Advaitacharya that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna appeared again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can understand with this incident that region Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, earthly planet, and propagated the Krishna consciousness, pure devotional service, the main region is Advaitacharya. However, we know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and was preaching Krishna consciousness, Advaitacharya, first his contribution in spreading Krishna consciousness, that he become region, his prayer become region that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared on earthly planet. And same time, while they were preaching Krishna consciousness, so Advaitacharya was one of the most confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We know Advaitacharya is a Mahavishnu, so certainly he is also Vishnu or Amsa of Vishnu. Usually we say Amsa, but about Advaitacharya in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when this Amsa part is described, always he said Anga, Amsa part and the Anga. When we say Anga, it has a greater intimacy. So that is the reason why we say, the meaning is, we don't say that Advaitacharya is the Amsa of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What we use the word? Advaitacharya was the Anga of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Instead, intimacy, greater intimacy is the Anga.
part. Sometimes we are discussing about his another identity, that is the combined incarnation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva. And also when in regard to Advaitacharya, incarnation of Sadashiva, we should understand, we should note that Sadashiva is not Shivaji, Shiva, Lord Shiva, Rudra, it is not. One aspect of Mahavishnu, Lord Vishnu, another name is Sadashiva. And that Sadashiva is the root origin of Lord Shiva, the demigod. And you know, Brahma Samhita and other in Bhagavatam describe what is relationship between Shiva and Vishnu, how they are related. Very famous example, relationship between Shiva, Vishnu and Shiva. It is exactly similar, the relation as situation of milk and yogurt. Milk and yogurt, yogurt, same ingredients is there in both. Milk is it's in such a way, it manipulated in such a way with the help of some bitter or sour thing. Milk is transferred. Milk is transferred in the yogurt. Though all ingredients of milk and ingredients of yogurt absolutely same, nothing is different. But same time, it one sense is identical, the non-different. But same time, we understand that whatever in use, there are lot of difference. We can if you have milk, you can prepare yogurt, dahi. But if you have dahi and you are interested to make it milk, it is not possible. Many preparation when we are eatables, when we are eating food stuff, the many preparation we make from milk, and there are some preparation we can make by yogurt only. Suppose you have to make raita jaisa liquid thing, what to say, kadhi. Kadhi. Suppose you are interested in working in the kitchen and you want to prepare for offering the kadhi. Kadhi. Kadhi samajhana? Kadhi. Then what you will do? You will take yogurt and you can cook that kadhi. If you want to cook the sweet rice, then yogurt is not going to help you at all. You have to take shelter of milk, help of milk. From the milk you can prepare sweet rice. Suppose one day you are entered in the kitchen and there is only milk, yogurt is not there, and you are interested to make curry, then what you do? First you have to make from milk to yogurt, and then so if you have no yogurt in your kitchen, still you can prepare kadhi because you have milk. So similarly, Shiva and Lord Vishnu, though they are identical, they are not non-different, still if really you are interested for spiritual progress, if you want to pursue Krishna prem, spontaneous attraction for Krishna, and you want to worship someone, so only Krishna, worship of Krishna can help. You can get elevation, you can get mukti, liberation, or you can get spontaneous attraction for Krishna, Shuddha Bhakti, by the worship of Krishna, by satisfying Krishna, not the Shiva. Though there is no deep. So, relation between Shiva, Chiram yatha dadhi vishesh vikar yoga sanjayate nahi prakashti hetu. So, we are talking in term of Advaita Acharya incarnation. Here some combined incarnation of Sadashiv and Vishnu in Shantipur. If I visited that seat of Advaita Acharya, Shantipur, near Mayapur, there one festival also takes place everywhere. appearance or disappearance day of Madhavendra Puri day, every year, Iskand devotee, many devotees come there. They are the dynasty of Advaita Acharya still existing. And some of them, if not all of them, some of them, they put tilak on their body like Shiva. Shiva. Put this horizontal or vertical. They are vertical. They put three lines here, even in Shiva. So since they are thinking that Advaita Acharya was the incarnation of Sadashiv, so follower of Shiva, ons of Shiva is also there. So some misunderstanding also there. They think that we are Shiva. Still, even in that same dynasty, some people are dressing themselves, are putting tilak like that, like Shiva, Tripunda. So this should be clearly, we should understand. So Advaita Acharya was the combined incarnation of Lord Vishnu and Sadashiv. Here we should clearly note that, we should understand that Sadashiv is Vishnu Tattva and he is the origin of Lord Shiva. In pastime part we know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, that time Advaita Acharya was approximately 52 years old. By our earthly calculation, of course, he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no question of age and time. However, in the earthly calculation, human calculation, he was 52 years old. So he helped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the most confidential associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, as we are discussing that he is called the Anga. It's not ons anga, the greater intimacy is there. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bind up his pastime or earthly pastime, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his own abode. After that, again 22 years after that also, he was there present. It means approximately 125 years Advaita Acharya display his pastime on earthly planet. He displays his pastime. It was a lila, pastime. So 125 years continuous. He was helping people in general how they can cultivate Krishna consciousness and how they can pursue or how can they uplift themselves to the highest spiritual level, spiritual platform, pure devotional service. So at that time, Advaita Acharya was there. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, without information of this confidential associate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And then Nityananda Prabhu, somehow they came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Katawa is taking sannyas on Keshava Bharati, took sannyas. However, Nityanand Prabhu brought him by trick in the house of Advaitacharya, Shantipur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was guided in such a way that came Shantipur. And there, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the house of Advaitacharya in Shantipur, that time all associates, all devotees gathered there, including Sachi Mata, mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she also came. And everyone was very confident, including Advaitacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas. If mother Sachi will request, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave up, he will give up sannyas, he would give up sannyas and he would return, he would reside in Mayapur. So they are very hope, they are very optimistic, they know this work is done. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not inform us, he took sannyas, but they wanted everyone, every associate devotee wanted that no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should not take sannyas, he should remain in Mayapur, live with her. But since he had taken, what we can do, who can request him to come back again in household life, stay in Mayapur. So they choose Sachi Mata. If Sachi Mata will request Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, certainly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not disobey the orders of Sachi Mata. So Sachi Mata was there and all devotees, they have not, mother, it is now game in your ball. You request Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you order him, he will give up sannyas and he will remain. He will live in Mayapur. And then Sachi Mata thought, in beginning she was also, he liked the idea. Nice idea, but she again thought, since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas, if again he will return in household life, people will criticize. And Sachi Mata could not think how he can hear the criticism of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should not be criticized by him. So there was the pain of separation for her. It was very painful, the pain of separation for her. But she said, I will tolerate that separation, the distress of separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should not be criticized. So she told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he wanted to come to Vrindavan. Immediately he was planned that, took sannyas, and then he wanted to come to Vrindavan. He wanted to reside in Vrindavan, he wanted to make his headquarters in Vrindavan. But Mother Sachi requested, no, Vrindavan is too far from here. So instead of Vrindavan, you stay, live in Jagannath Puri. Because from Mayapur people, especially Rath Yatra time, many devotees go back and forth, they visit Mayapur, Jagannath Puri. So by the order or by the will of Sachi Mata, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to stay in Jagannath Puri. However, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuous was making attempt to visit Vrindavan. So we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in 1486. This is the year Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after that, in 1515, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to come to Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first visit from Jagannath Puri to here. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attempted to come there, but he came up to Kanai Nayatsala, and then from there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri again. Once he made attempt come to, then again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned. Second time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made attempt and came to Vrindavan. And this year exactly it is 5th centennial of Chaitanya's visit to Vrindavan. Exactly 500 years ago Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, approximately little more than two months Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in the Braj area. And that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did parikrama, braj yatra or bon yatra or braj mandal parikrama. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, first thing he did braj mandal parikrama and then stayed in Vrindavan for time in a different place than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are saying Advaita Acharya, he was the most confidential, one of the top confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Though he was Supreme Personality of Godhead incarnation from Mahavishnu, still he himself was identifying himself, he identifies as a servant, seva. From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's side, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving respect as a guru for Advaita Acharya. Of course, in one sense, he was guru. He was God brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Ishwarpuri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving all due respect for him. But Advaita Acharya, always he was considering that I am servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Though age-wise, I became 52 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so I was very respectful for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today is appearance. It is Magh Shukla Saptami, month of Magh, bright fortnight, Shant Saptami. Today is Tithi. This is the day Advaita Acharya appeared. Lord appeared as Advaita Acharya. So here I stop. If you have comment or any question, if some of you like to say some about Advaita Acharya, you are most welcome. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the lecture. You told about the external reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Puri, because his mother asked him to stay there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
requested, invited him
in Puri. And what was the internal reasons why the pastimes were
confidential? Chaitanya Charita, one chapter is dedicated for that confidential reason of Chaitanya appear. Really, that is really, really big. Sorry, three confidential reasons. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, their external reason, Advaita Acharya requested, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to propagate Harinam, Bhakti. One was the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu request of Advaita Acharya was heard, because he was requesting, inviting the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to spread Krishna consciousness, glories of Harinam, and other things. And some confidential reason for Krishna himself. So in brief, 5,000 years Krishna was here and he went there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, because when he was in Vrindavan, so when like all the gopis or cowherd boys, when they were meeting together in association, then Krishna was deriving a transcendental pledge out of association of Brajavasi. Brajavasi were also deriving happiness, pleasure, transcendental pleasure. Krishna was, but Krishna felt that his pleasure, Krishna's pleasure was inferior, and their Brajavasi, devotee pleasure, they were also deriving pleasure due to association. That was greater, that more sublime. So Krishna wanted to relish the happiness coming from association of Krishna. As a Lord, he could not derive happiness, so he became a devotee. And also, everyone was attracted to him. Even in Krishna Lila, we know that even Krishna himself was attracted to his beauty, his sweetness. So Krishna wanted to release his own sweetness, his glory. his sweetness of madhurima. So for that reason he become a devotee, so then he can relish, taste. And also about Srimati Radharani, he wanted to relish the mood or happiness derived by Srimati Radharani in association of Krishna. For three confidential reasons, he wanted to relish his own sweetness, he wanted to understand the prema or attraction of Srimati Radharani for Krishna, so that he also understood. For this reason, this is a confidential reason, that Krishna came himself taking the mood of Srimati Radharani, mood of Srimati Radharani and complexion of Srimati Radharani, color of Srimati Radharani and bhav of Srimati Radharani accepted. So these are the considered to be confidential reason. However, external reason was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna wanted to propagate the glories of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he wanted to propagate bhakti. Another reason was he was requested by his pure devotee, Advaita Acharya. For that reason he also came. So confidential reason, Krishna has his own agenda, for that he came, relishing the sweetness of his own, understanding the mood of Srimati Radharani, how she deriving pleasure, and same time understanding the mood of Srimati, understanding mood of Srimati Radharani, and also relishing the happiness, transcendental bliss which Srimati Radharani derives in association of Krishna. And third is, he wanted to relish his own sweetness, madhurima.
Maharaj, like you mentioned, that Lord Chaitanya is the Radha and Krishna combined, of course. And Radha and
Chaitanya
Krishna,
is Radha and Krishna combined. Yes.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna nahi.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna.
My question is, when Advaita Acharya, you mentioned that he is the incarnation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva together in combined. So we can understand that Lord Chaitanya is two in one, because he wanted to, Krishna wanted to relish the pastimes or the love for himself, or wanted to serve or see, get the mellow of serving Krishna. He wanted to realize that. But what was the reason? Is there any mention that Advaita Acharya came two in one for?
Not about combined, but this part it described that as a lord, and also the pleasure reluctance. But he took a shape of a devotee, form appeared, because happiness or pleasure, anand of a devotee is more intense. So for the here in this chapter, one place Srila Prabhupada talks about, because see, you can derive pleasure when the devotee is serving the Lord as a Supreme Personality of God. But Advaita Acharya wanted to relish the mood of a devotee, happiness of a devotee. So for that reason he became a devotee. He never ever identified himself as a Lord. And same time, in that purport, Srila Prabhupada, upon many purport, in this he has not written purport. One purport Srila Prabhupada talks about, when it comes Acharya, why his name is Acharya, he wanted to preach the devotional service, and in so-called even spiritualist here, after that is like atheistic mentality, that many people claim themselves that they are a god. So this was very wrong conception. Many people, person, they say that identify themselves with God. They say that I'm God. So the Lord does not want this type of mentality to flourish. For though he was Lord, still he was thinking that he is a servant of Lord. So this should be established. Otherwise not people not sure that I am Supreme Personality, but I am God himself. So that idea, real, Prabhupada, like meaning of real achar, a achar always identify himself as a servant. He never claims that he is the God. So achar, both, one thing that he should preach, and same time there is some misconception, there is some idea, some wrong idea, atheistic idea is there, that should be also smashed, that should also destroy. So in order to establish this fact that constitutional position of a living entity is that he is a servant of Krishna. So Advaita Acharya came to establish this principle that we are servant, we are not the master. Okay, here is one. Sri Advaita Acharya ji ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.